WNYC is supported by Magoosh. Preparing for a standardized test like the ACT, GRE, or GMAT? Get a great score with Magoosh online test prep. Plans include study schedules, practice questions, video lessons, and support from expert tutors. Enter promo code WNYC at magoosh.com for 20% off.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. You may have seen the word Latinx on your social media feeds if you don't already know the word or you're not Latinx yourself. Maybe you've heard it used right here on WNYC for the first time and wondered, what is it? No, it's not a typo or a mispronunciation of Latino. It's a gender-neutral term to describe people of Latin descent. While the word's usage is growing more popular, others may still be confused. So here to help clear up some of that confusion is Ed Morales, a journalist who also teaches at Columbia University's Center for the Study of Ethnicity and Race, and is the author of the forthcoming book, Latinx, the New Force in American Politics and Culture. Thanks so much for coming in. Welcome to WNYC.
Thanks, Brian. Good morning, everyone.
Latinx, for those of you who don't know this, is spelled simply Latin followed by the letter X, L-A-T-I-N-X. So for those who don't know already, what does it mean? Where did it come from?
Well, it's sort of the end of a long chain of discussion about labels that people who are of Latin American descent have used. You know, we've had Hispanic. Then there was the idea that Hispanic referred to directly to a European country and could be used as a strategy for a European-style ethnic assimilation. So people chose the word Latino to refer to the fact that they were of mixed race from Latin America rather than just Spain, although that is kind of a misnomer because Spaniards have always had a kind of mixed race aspect to them. Feminist politics, there was a switch to Latino slash A to include the feminine gender.
Latina.
Yeah. And then that was changed to Latina slash O so as not to privilege the male gender.
Put the A first.
Right. And then there was Latinao, which is Latin with a sort of the at sign from email, which has the A and the O in the same character. And so more recently, Latinx has come about so as not to refer to a specific gender. And I think it goes along with a lot of the movements today that are against binary identification in general.
You're saying Latinx, I've heard it elsewhere as Latinx, rhymes with Kleenex.
Right.
Is there a right way?
I don't think there's a right way yet. Actually, in my last class, my teaching assistant mentioned that she'd heard Latinx more. I like Latinx because it makes me think of it as Latinos as the X factor in America's race debate.
Probably we need a general word that encompasses all of humanity that's gender neutral. You know, the media and everybody else who writes still struggles with this. I mean, this has been going on, you know, for so many decades. And why are we still not there where there's a general pronoun that can mean he or she without using three words, his or her,
right,
et cetera? So this is at least the Latina community's attempt.
Sure. And then, you know, it's even more necessary in Spanish because in Spanish, almost every noun is referred to with a feminine or masculine pronoun. So in other words, you're talking into el micrófono, so the microphone is male. And I'm sitting at a desk, a la mesa is female. So it's kind of always in our language, we're referring to things as gender. And I really would like to interview some of the people who decided which masculine or feminine pronouns to be used for which
Originally,
objects.
Right? When
yes,
the Spanish
right.
language
I would
was
have liked
developed.
To have been in that room, yeah.
And how much is it catching on, Latinx or Latinx, with younger people of Latin descent and any sexual orientation or any gender identity?
Well, I think there was some resistance to it first. You know, I can speak from the experience of constantly dealing with undergraduates. A lot of people didn't, the younger people didn't like it at first because It didn't sound like Spanish to them. And when you look at it, it seems harder to pronounce than when you as opposed to when you actually start using it.
Right, because when you see it in print, it looks like Latinx or something like that, right? L-A-T. Yeah. What's the X doing there at the end of Latin?
There's also something to the fact that there's some resistance against using labels to describe a monolithic Latino culture as well. And the Pew Hispanic Center did a report about 2 or 3 years ago that said that most young people prefer to identify themselves by their original national origin group, like Dominican or Mexican, rather than use the word Latino or Latinx. But I do think actually the Latinx, because it's sort of meshing with the overlap of political activism that's going on in the millennial generation, I think is sort of gathering steam and popularity.
And people in favor of adopting Latinx have also made the case that it's a way to reclaim language from European traditions. And you mentioned this briefly in your first answer. Can you talk about that history a little bit?
Okay. You know, I think that Latin Americans have this sort of actively hybridizing culture that derives from the mixed race reality of Latin America, where intermarriage was encouraged. I mean, not all the time, but there was a lot more tolerance for it. And so the theory that I developed in my book is that there's a certain mixed culture that emerges out of Latin America, and then when Latin American immigrants come to the United States, another mixture occurs. And in my first book, Living in Spanglish, which came out about 10 years ago, I talk about how bilingualism shows how the Latin American culture itself is modified in the United States, you know, by absorbing English words. And so Latinx is, it's not only about the bilingualism because of that. I mean, a lot of people in the gender field, want to call it a queering of the word as well. So we have to recognize also that factor.
Is Hispanic versus Latino pretty much a generational thing at this point, even before we get to Latinx? Mm-hmm. Do older people say Hispanic and younger people almost universally say Latino, or hasn't it developed that much?
I don't know if it's so much generational, because I think that, you know, Latino really arose in what's now sort of the boomer generation. So I think that the words have been sort of interchangeable. Hispanic, I think, is maybe more attached to a more political conservative point of view. I think that the bigger struggle is, do we want to use Latinx to refer to how we're continuing to critique binaries? In other words, binary identification. Or do we want to focus on our individual national identities because a lot of people feel that use of monolithic terms sort of flattens out everybody's identity and is used more for political organizing and marketing purposes.
And you could be Mexican, you could be Guatemalan, whatever. And even with that, there is, as you say, so much mixing that has gone on to the heritages of so many individuals from any of those countries. How about the word mestizo or mestizaje, some people say?
Mestizaje, yeah. Mestizaje is the word that is used to describe the mixture in general, and the mestizo is the identifying word. You know, you can say, I am a mestizo or a mestiza.
Which describes so many people from Latin America who might have some Native American, some black, some Spanish.
Right. There's a little bit of a controversy around that word because it's more often used to describe mixtures between indigenous and European cultures, leaving out sometimes the African culture. So we have now a growing Afro-Latino movement that prefers to identify itself as Afro-Latinos.
And what about official uses? Is this just a matter of what we've been talking about so far, which is what catches on spontaneously in the culture? Or does this now go to, say, for example, a campaign to the U.S. Census Bureau? The census only gives you the option, I think, still of selecting Hispanic if you're anyone of Latin descent.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to move from Hispanic. There's so much controversy about, there's been a movement to declare that Hispanics or Latinos should be considered a different race rather than an ethnic group, which it's an interesting idea because it's sort of a contradiction in terms, since really what defines Latinos most is being from many races. But throughout history, the U.S. history, Latinos have used words like Latino, Hispanic, and particularly the Mexican-American community has used raza, which literally means race, to identify as a sort of a race of many different races.
Ed Morales, journalist who teaches at Columbia University's Center for the Study of Ethnicity and Race, and he's the author of the forthcoming book, Latinx, The New Force in American Politics and Culture. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Brian.